The Outlet. The talk of Queenstown.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I talk to Elisa and Krista from Plunkett, who do such great work in Queenstown and the region. We chat about some of the community work they do and the programs they run. Plus, they have a fundraising event coming up where kids can meet Santa in his natural North Pole environment.
You're listening to The Outlet,
the talk of Queenstown.
Elisa, Krista, welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, can you tell me a bit about Plunkett's mission and how it supports the community and families?
Absolutely. So, Plunkett is committed to giving every New Zealand child the best possible start, setting the path of wellness in our communities for the early years, for generations to come. We're in Queenstown and Arrowtown. We really create that kind of safe space for our whānau to come for support, education, companionship with other families, with children at a similar age, really. We are friendly face, Krista and I, welcoming visitors to our centres and provide a listening ear and support where needed, also linking families with other agencies, organisations and services in community. I think a lot of our parents and families using our services, they really describe Plunkett as being a home away from home, like a second living room. Krista's often called an aunt, yeah. New aunt Krista.
Which is an honour. It is an honour to the families to think of me that way.
And a lot of people, we've had families kind of come through generations and generations, and they just could not get through those early years without Plunkett. There was a lady that comes along to our Japanese family group on a Wednesday afternoon, and she was coming 4 or 5 times a week to Plunkett because her home was small. She lived in a small cold apartment. She was on her own mostly throughout the day. So she came to Plunkett for that second living room environment, as well as to have adult company while her child was able to engage with other children. And it's that kind of feedback. It just gives you goosebumps. And we know that we're supporting the families in the right way.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, having 3 daughters, including a set of twins, my wife and I were so grateful for Plunkett and the company and the advice, because with the first one, you panic. And then when you throw twins in on top for the next, that's a whole new ball game.
Oh, absolutely. And we had a great relationship, actually, with our multiple births. So they quite often use our rooms at Plunkett here. I think they just had their Christmas party recently.
We're in Arrowtown, yes, indeed.
Yeah. And it's about, having that second pair of hands when you've got twins or you've got 3 and they're all very close in age. And that can be a real challenge, even just having the confidence to leave your house and to find somewhere that's safe and has those boundaries. And because we're all enclosed in Plunkett, you've got the kitchen, you've got your feeding chairs and couches and what have you, it is just an easy place for people to go and sit and enjoy and debrief.
Exactly. And with the playgrounds all being fully enclosed, there's not many playgrounds in Queenstown that actually don't have either a water hazard or a road or are fully fenced. We basically have the 2 main playgrounds for that.
Oh, that's great. So can you tell me, please, about some of the specific services and programs that Plunkett offer to local families?
Well, we've got 3 main parts. We've obviously got the Plunkett nurses who do the well child checks, which start with the home visits at 6 weeks old. And that also links in with also Plunkett Line, which is run 24/7. So if any mums in the middle of the night need to speak to somebody and they're not quite sure about something, it's always manned and they can speak to a qualified nurse. We also have the injury prevention side. That's where we do all the child seat installations and checks, and we have the home safety visits where we can give information on injury prevention for poisons and burns and falls and all those kind of things. And then we have the community services side, and that's where the funding from this -5 is actually going to go towards supporting. And that's where we have things like our play groups. We have messy play, singing, free play, and we also have our peer support groups. And we've got things like Japanese families, and they've been meeting for almost 20 years here at Queenstown Rooms, which is awesome. So multi-generations coming through. And then we also have Remarkable Mums, which is over at Arrowtown, and that's where mums can just talk and take off their masks that they may be wearing. And they can talk with other parents with children of a similar age about all kind of things that they might be going through that they don't particularly want to talk at a normal group. So we talk about sleep deprivation and possible like anxiety and mood and things like that, but it's in a safe environment and it's somewhere where people can just, you know, we talk about the good, the bad and the sometimes ugly of raising small children in the Waikato. So we've got the, you know, we've got the obviously the clinical side, the injury prevention and the community services. But obviously under community services comes the fact that we've got rooms, and that's just, again, as Alyssa said earlier on, somewhere safe where mums can come to feed baby, change baby, or come with little ones, meet with friends and just hang out. And we've got tea, coffee, Milo, herbal teas and things like that. And it means that they can relax in a child-safe environment without having to go for a coffee in a cafe where they're going to have to kind of keep real control of the children because of their other people it being there. Yeah, no, it's a really awesome place, and it's an awesome role that I have here and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's a diverse range of programs, and I think too for somewhere like Queenstown where you can have a transient population coming in and working all the time, if you don't know where to go, Plunkett's a good place to start if you arrive and you've got kids, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We've had, obviously, with families moving into the area, that one that kind of comes to mind is a beautiful family that moved from India, and they were in employment accommodation, which is really small. They had a young family and they were coming here about 3 or 4 times a week. There was a language barrier, so we were supporting that family to understand, I guess, the Kiwi way and how we can kind of settle into a new community. The little one was really quite anxious to connect with other children and to leave the room that they were in. And this is where we were able to provide that support, and it was just beautiful. So we have that transition where, especially in that injury prevention space, where our road rules and the child car restraints are really different to overseas. So we can provide that education and service through that and provide groups. So we're hoping to look at starting or working at starting an India-based play group as well, so that families can come together on the weekend, have that play, an unstructured play, but also to get some of that familiarity about what it is in New Zealand and how we work with our children, which might be a little bit different to home, especially with those car restraints and so forth. So, and that's where it's so beautiful that we offer that and that we have the facilities to offer that. And it just gives the mums and dads some empowerment over how they're going to raise their children in New Zealand away from their own support systems, and that we have a Plunkett family. And, yeah, you know, people do come and go because we're obviously, you know, a transitional community, but also once they kind of hit 5, they're onto their school community, and our Plunkett family stay very long. We get updates quite regularly from children who have moved on to different services or different countries. You've just been putting together a farewell booklet.
I have.
Recently, haven't you, for a little child that was here from, you know, from birth right to the 4 years old and has moved out of the area, that you can see those relationships and long-lasting relationships being built and that connection of support, which is what we're all about.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking back with the Japanese families. One thing which blew me away, we continued the sessions on Zoom while we couldn't actually meet in person. And we actually had some families that had moved to Japan, and they beamed in from Tokyo, and there were 2 different families on the Zoom meeting that I hadn't seen for like months and months and months, but they're still linked in, still connected to the group that we were running here in New Zealand. It was awesome.
And that's why Plunkett is so valuable. I know that you do need volunteers. So if people want to get involved with Plunkett and support the mission in the region, how do they go about that?
Reach out to us. We're on Facebook, social media. Come to Henry Street, 8 Henry Street, or the Arrowtown Rooms. Give us a call. There's the 0800 number there, which is the Plunkett line that we can go through. As well, Volunteer South. Register with Volunteer South. We all our community services, whether it be from, you know, Happiness House, Salvation Army, Central Lakes Family Services, we are all here for our under fives, and we are all looking for volunteers for different areas. And Volunteer South really provide us with a beautiful platform to support us with that. The Plunkett Community Services that Krista was talking about earlier, they are not government funded, so we are reliant on grants and fundraising. And this is where our volunteers provide such a vital role for us, because they make their time to do things like these events that we're organising. They help put together our baby bags, our play groups and support services, to maintenance or gardening in the rooms. And so the fundraising is really to contribute to those overheads and to keep our Plunkett facilities open and maintained. And that's where we're so vital that we have the volunteers to do that. So please reach out. we are here, and Facebook's a great page for that, and to give us a call, really. We've got lots of jobs going on and continual jobs that all these of you are doing.
Yeah.
It's one big moving beast, isn't it? And that even in itself, like, we get people who are new to the area from different countries and never had heard about Plunket before, and they need that kind of step into New Zealand, and that's where it's so beautiful that we can support them. They might come through to support a playgroup before they find their paid employment, and that's just so valuable to us to get that diverse skill set as well.
Now, speaking of fundraising, this is great. A fantastic event coming up, your annual fundraiser. One of them is Meet Santa at -5 Ice Bar. So can you tell me some more info about that event? It sounds great.
Oh, it's so exciting. And I think it's our 12th year in running this. We are supported by -5 Ice Bar in Queenstown at Steamer Wharf. The event is on the 9th and 10th of December from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the 100% of the proceeds go to Wakatupu Plunkets. So bring the whole family along to -5 Ice Bar, Queenstown, Steamer Wharf, for this very special opportunity to visit Santa in his natural frozen environment, just like the North Pole, really, where he and his reindeers live. So it really creates that beautiful kind of environment. As you can imagine, -5 and the North Pole have so many similarities there. It is a donation of $5 per child or $10 per family to see and watch your kids light up at the sight of Santa. They'll get the opportunity to sit with Father Christmas for a chat and pose for a photo with the man in red himself. We'll also have a gold coin donation for face painting and a colouring competition available while you wait. It is an opportunity to see Santa in just such a beautiful environment. Bring your own camera or smartphone and take as many snaps as you like with Santa. Just to see the children's faces when they walk in, they just light up. And so do mum and dad, just to see the delight, that awe and wonder and joy of their children. It is such a beautiful day that -5 supporters with and Steamer Wharf. It's just so special, isn't it?
That's awesome, especially when sometimes the children are asking for things like a horse. And Santa is there and he actually does say, well, perhaps, and he looks at mum and dad, and perhaps maybe not for this year, but maybe in, you know, and it's quite good. And you see the relief on the parents' face.
So what sort of support do you get from the community for the event?
Oh, my gosh. Well, -5 Ice Bar and Future Hospitality Group, they really organise everything around this event. So from saying, yes, here's the opportunity to have it at -5 for Santa, and they pull together the resources to have it. They pour the kind of the Christmas decorations that they just bring it to life. We have Steamer Wharf who provide the support with the face painting as well as the overall event. We have Lakes Weekly Bulletin who support us with advertising and getting our message out there about the importance of Plunket and why we do need some much needed fundraising. We have Print Central Queenstown who put together beautiful flyers that are coming to our schools. So we're out in Glenorchy yesterday doing injury prevention work. So they've got all their flyers and we're starting to make our way around all the areas so they have that. There's colouring in on the back of them. And of course, all our dedicated Plunket volunteers and Santa helpers and the families that support and come to the event each year. It's a real community spirit and collaboration that really helps drive this event. And we couldn't do it without -5 Ice Bar, Steamer Wharf, Lakes Weekly Bulletin and Print Central Plainstown.
And it is lovely for the parents because we've had parents that come with one baby in arms, and then the next year they come and they've got two children, and then a couple of years later they come, they've got three children, and they've got all their photos, and it's awesome. It's kind of a little bit of a tradition for quite a few of our Queenstown families. Yeah, and we're really, really grateful to -5 for enabling this to actually happen over a decade now, which is awesome.
So if people want to find out more about the event, where's the best place to go online?
Yeah, the Wakatupu Plunket Facebook page has a shared event with the -5 Ice Bar Queenstown page as well. So there's an event there. The event's also up on Queenstown New Zealand page. If you search Meet Santa at -5 Ice Bar, it will come up with those details for the 9th and 10th of December, which is from 10 to 2 p.m. You'll also see our flyers here, there and about. You can pop into the room and get some information as well. But yeah, those websites are there for you.
Well, Elisa and Krista, thank you so much for all the work you do at Plunkett. Everybody is really grateful for everything that you do, and all the very best for the event.
Oh, thank you so much, Brent. Thank you to community. Keep on coming through our doors. You absolutely make Plunkett what it is today. And we can't thank you enough. We'd love to see you, and we'll see you all soon.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Queenstown.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview podcast for Queenstown. If you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, get in touch by using the contact button on your Queenstown app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Queenstown app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available on the podcast button on your Queenstown app.